The OCD and Anxiety Podcast by Robert James Coaching. Hello and welcome to the OCD and Anxiety Podcast, where we explore how to have a more positive relationship with anxiety disorders, taking back control so that you can start living the life you choose and not the one chosen by your fears. Hello and welcome to episode 371, where today we're going to be exploring the benefits of exercise, which have recently been highlighted to be incredibly beneficial for anxiety and depression and other struggles that people have. So we're going to be unpacking that today. If you are struggling with OCD and anxiety and you would like to get a free session with me, well, you can get that by heading over to my website, robertjamescoaching.com. There you can book in directly for that free session, or if you prefer, you can send me a message and let me know about what you're struggling with. As I was just saying, we're going to be talking today about some research that just came out of a university from Australia that is very, very promising research about exercise for mental health. So we're going to be taking a look at that and kind of unpacking the implications of it. If you find the podcast helpful, it would be great if you could follow and like on Instagram. Also, if you would like to have your own kind of personal questions answered, I can actually do you your own personalized podcast on my Patreon. If you're interested in signing up for that, you can follow the link in the show notes. There's different tiers starting from as low as a couple of euros a month. So yeah, many thanks, guys. I really hope that you enjoy. If you have any questions at all, do please let me know. And off we go. So if you listen to this podcast on a regular basis or for a long time, I'm sure you've heard me talking many times about the benefits of exercise. It's something that really is a cornerstone of my kind of recovery or journey, is, I think is a better way of describing it, you know, of dealing with OCD. It's something that I always go back to if I'm having a bad day, or if I'm, you know, feeling really high anxiety, or if I notice that I'm ruminating a bit too easily. I know that physical exercise is going to help me out. It's not going to solve the problem altogether. It's not going to get rid of this habit, this cycle of thinking and ruminating that is OCD, trying to eliminate, you know, uncomfortable sensations and emotions in the body. You know, it's not going to do that, but it is going to help us dramatically in, you know, in changing our mindset, in changing the hormones in our body, in actually helping us to just feel a bit lighter, to kind of move past our ruminations a bit easier. And it's something that I've noticed time and time again. It's just helped me out. It's got me out of so many holes. It's helped me to feel more proud of myself, more accepting of myself. Obviously, when you're really struggling with OCD, I used to beat myself up so much. I used to get so frustrated with myself, so angry with myself. I really kind of disliked myself for a long time, you know, and exercise really helped as well to bring me out of that. When I say kind of pride, I mean, I'm not talking about boastfulness or, you know, hey, look at me, I can exercise, I'm amazing. Obviously not, I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is it just makes you feel, you know, a bit happier with yourself when you're exercising, because you're kind of taking care of your body. You're being compassionate with yourself by exercising. You know, that's really the way that I look at going for a run. I don't really see it as a chore, although sometimes just getting out there, that initial inertia can be quite hard to overcome. You know, maybe you wake up in the morning, you think, okay, I've got to go out for that run because I know it's going to make me feel better. But there's this inertia there. You've got to kind of get over that inertia. And that can be quite difficult at times. But as soon as you do and you start doing it, it doesn't feel like much of a chore anymore because you start feeling the benefits, you know, fairly quickly. And afterwards, well, your ruminations don't seem so big. Your anxiety is lower. You feel more accepting. All of those things that, you know, ideally, if people could actually bottle and sell that feeling that you get after exercise, that would be one of the most potent and popular things out there, because that feeling is amazing. You know, our hormones are up. We're feeling a kind of sense of euphoria sometimes. Perhaps it's those endorphins that are kind of rushing through our blood and helping us to feel happier. And this is all, you know, really, really amazing. And so what I wanted to do today is actually highlight some science, that some research that's come out very recently, that actually, you know, it kind of proves what I'm talking about here. There was already research that was kind of showing that exercise is, you know, very good for mental health. And obviously, anecdotally, I think, you know, most people who do exercise on a regular basis already know that to be true. They already kind of feel the benefits of whatever exercise that they happen to do. You know, but the good news with this recent research is it really is backing up the importance of exercise. And actually, the kind of recommendations that they're drawing from this research are that exercise really should be incorporated into treatment approaches to things like OCD or anxiety or depression or whatever it might be. So let's take a look at this research. The paper is entitled Effectiveness of Physical Activity Interventions for Improving Depression, Anxiety and Distress, an Overview of Systematic Reviews by Ben Singh et al. Now, one of the interesting things about this study is it's actually a meta-analysis. This is where they take lots of different studies and they look at all of the results and kind of bring everything together to get a big overview of what's actually going on. And this type of study, it gives us a really good indication, you know, of what's actually really happening. The review was completed out of the University of South Australia and published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. And it's, you know, it's a very comprehensive review. And the University of South Australia actually says this: the review is the most comprehensive to date, encompassing 97 reviews, 1,039 trials, 128,119 participants. It shows that physical activity is extremely beneficial for improving symptoms of depression, anxiety, and distress. Specifically, the review showed that exercise interventions that were 12 weeks or shorter were the most effective at reducing mental health symptoms, highlighting the speed at which physical activity can make a change. Now, this is absolutely amazing. This is fantastic. This isn't just a small study. As you can see, there are, you know, over 100,000 participants in the study. And what it's showing is that in actually a fairly short time, at 12 weeks or less, people were seeing a reduction in a lot of their very difficult mental health challenges that they were struggling with. The lead researcher, Dr. Singh, goes on to say, physical activity is known to help improve mental health, yet despite the evidence, it has not been widely adopted as a first choice treatment. And I think this is really a really negative thing. We know that the exercise is incredibly helpful anecdotally, and there has been research in the past as well that shows this. And why is it then that it's not being pushed as much as it perhaps should be as, you know, as a first choice treatment? You know, of course, everybody has different ability levels when it comes to exercise. Some people maybe have a habit of exercise. They might have been doing it for a long time. Of course, some people are going to find exercise more challenging for various reasons. But of course, exercise can be adapted to, you know, to meet you wherever you are today. And it isn't about, you know, pushing yourself dramatically straight away. You know, it's about doing it very gently and slowly. If you are thinking about, you know, taking up exercise to help you with OCD and anxiety, then, you know, if you haven't been doing exercise, of course, you should consult your doctor beforehand, and you should, you know, be building that up in a gentle way, ideally working with somebody to help you with that. You know, but if actually, you know, health authorities around the world actually really took this research seriously and tried to build this into treatment approaches, certainly from this research here, it can only be a good thing. You know, alongside the work that may already be being done with therapy, with other approaches, surely exercise can be, you know, something that can really complement the other work that might be happening. Dr. Singh goes on to say that our review shows that physical activity interventions can significantly reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety in all clinical populations, with some groups showing even greater signs of improvement. High-intensity exercise had greater improvements for depression and anxiety, while longer duration had smaller effects when compared to short and mid-duration bursts. We also found that all types of physical activity and exercise were beneficial, including aerobic exercise such as walking, resistance training, Pilates, and yoga. You know, for me, this is incredibly positive. And, you know, I think it's, if you are kind of on the fence about, you know, whether you should be trying to incorporate exercise into, you know, into managing your OCD and anxiety, hopefully, you know, this might persuade you that, you know, getting out there and doing exercise and getting all of those benefits that they're talking about here. And there's other benefits too. You know, if you're going to a gym, but potentially you can be meeting new people, if you're going joining a sports club of some sort, then you get the benefits of social interaction. You know, if you're going outdoors to do activities, then you're getting the benefits of spending time in nature. You know, you feel more positive about yourself, as I was just kind of talking about. There's all sorts of different benefits that we get when we do physical exercise. And so, you know, it's a multifaceted thing, and it can be so beneficial when it comes to things like OCD. I do want to kind of stress, though, that, you know, it isn't a fix-all. Of course, if you start doing exercise, in my experience, it makes managing the symptoms of OCD easier. And it also makes things like doing exposure work easier, because you feel more confident, you feel more able to deal with the anxieties that come up. Perhaps your anxiety doesn't get quite so high because you're doing things like exercise that help take care of that anxiety anyway. You know, so you have all of those benefits right there. And it really kind of gives you this extra boost to be able to get into your life and to take on the challenges that, you know, OCD kind of demands from us. Now, ScienceDaily.com even goes on to say that the study shows that exercise is more effective than medicines to manage mental health. And, you know, this is quite a big claim for obvious reasons. But I think we should just point out here as well that, you know, if you are taking medication for OCD and anxiety, of course, you know, this study isn't saying that you should stop taking that. Of course, you should continue with your medication, and you should be, you know, speaking with your doctor about any changes that you might want to make to that. But it is very interesting that they're saying that this study is so effective that actually perhaps it's more effective than the medication. You know, that has huge implications, and, you know, it can be something that you might like to explore, of course, with your doctor. Is there a way that you can start to incorporate more exercise into your routine? Will it help you to manage your OCD and anxiety more? You know, and then you can discuss whatever else you might like to do with your doctor too. But, you know, certainly this is very interesting news. And so I really wanted to kind of share it with you. I hope that it's interesting for you, and maybe you would like to kind of make some changes moving forward. Of course, if you want to get in touch with me to discuss that, or to discuss anything else that I've talked about today, do please get in touch with your questions. I really hope that you enjoyed, and I will see you next time. A quick reminder that if you want to get a free session, all you need to do to get that is to head over to my website, www.robertjamescoaching.com, and there you can leave me a message and we can arrange the free session. And now just a quick reminder of my disclaimer. Any information that you view on my website, Instagram page, Facebook group, or anywhere else online, or any information that you listen to on the podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for actual medical or mental health advice from a doctor, psychologist, or any other medical or mental health professional.